Okay, it's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. I'm very excited for this. We've got a representative from Te Wānanga o Aotearoa on the line. Mōrena tū Paiheretia Aperahama.
Tēnā koe, Rosetta. Mōrena. Kōrua tahi kō mele, tēnā kōrua.
Kei te pēhea koe e hoa?
Ka nui te ora e hoa. Kei te tino ore te ngākau. We're thriving. It's 50 years of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, so yeah, life's good.
Ka rawe, so cool. What an awesome week it's been so far. So uplifting, so beautiful to see so much reo around the place. I want to talk a little bit about you and maybe your journey with your reo so far, and then we'll get into the courses on offer at Te Wānanga Aotearoa. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your journey with Te Reo Māori?
Kia ora kōrua, tēnā kōrua i te kaupapa nei. Thanks for having me come on to the show. I've lived a life of great privilege in a sense that our household growing up was a household where Te Reo Māori was very prevalent, and it wasn't until I went to Tikura Māori or Porirua that I actually started learning Te Reo Pākehā, funnily enough.
Wow. Go to
a Māori school to learn Te Reo Pākehā. But yeah, our whare was and still is a whare where Te Reo Māori is the dominant language. So yeah, that's why I say I've lived a life of great privilege. And we are also lucky because for some whānau that are in the still in the revitalization phase of Te Reo Māori, whereas our whānau, our koro held on to the language, and he comes from a generation where Te Reo Māori was kind of like smacked out of them. But we are very, very lucky that he held on to the reo, and so it hasn't kind of fizzled out. We're very lucky. So yeah, that's my life. But again, Te Reo Māori is an arduous journey, and it is one that is very testing of your self-mastery at times, and especially growing up with Te Reo Māori being the prevalent language in our whānau, you kind of tend to pick up little bad habits here and there. So I was actually lucky enough to be a part of the first cohort of Te Wānanga o Aotearoa's Masters Te Reo, Te Reo Māori Masters. So they're in their second cohort at the moment, and that's led by our beautiful Pānia Papa and Papa Leon Blake. So two champions of Te Reo Māori looking after that program. So yeah, very, very, very lucky to have some good mentors along the way. And yeah, I'm just so lucky.
Miharo. Talk to us a little bit about, for those who don't know very much about Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, talk to us about where this came from and what sort of courses are on offer, because I mean a lot of it is based around Te Reo Māori, but you also have courses in Tikanga and Te Ao Māori as well, right?
So Te Wānanga o Aotearoa was actually established to help our youth back in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was our youth that weren't kind of fitting into the system. So it actually started off as a kaupapa toi. So a lot of the stuff that they were doing, Bentham Ohia, that we have Koro Wetere, you know, these are all our pou from our kaupapa. But yeah, Koro Wetere brought all of the, they would call them troubled youth, but I'll refer to them as misguided. So they found that toi was a way, was a window for them to connect to their tūpuna, and I think that's where a lot of our people, the Māori people, were lacking was a sense of connection, especially when you think about the timeline and kind of everything that, sorry, not to go there, but the stuff that Māori have kind of been faced with.
No,
it goes right back to
the
when, right back to when the, you know, 1814, when the whakapono, the faith came into Aotearoa. That's how far back it goes. I think, I don't think people are, it's not talked about enough, to be honest. And I think that's where the idea came from, was giving these, because us as Māori, we forget how amazing we are. Like, we're an amazing people. We are very special. And along the way, we've forgotten that. And Te Wānanga Aotearoa was a window for a lot of them to see how special they are. So that's where it came from. And then, you know, over the years, we've kind of grown and have turned into what we are now. And a lot of our kaupapa that we do offer are te reo Māori, but I think it's important to highlight that it was actually the arts that kind of formed our, fashioned our te wānanga Aotearoa that we know today.
Mm-hmm. And really special as well to have a institution where you can develop a degree or you know, a tertiary institution that is so absorbed by te ao Māori. And like, it must feel like quite a different thing for people that have come from other tertiary institutions to come into this space and then do a degree or do, like you say, the master's degree in a space that is so consumed by te ao Māori.
I think what makes us special is that everything that, and we are going through at the moment, a realignment. And I think even with the testing times, I think what makes Te Wānanga Aotearoa special is that everything that we do is underpinned by our uwara, our values. So we always lead with those in mind. Also, te reo Māori, te ao Māori, it's just, I feel like te reo Māori is the doorway to te ao Māori, and that's all of that and everything that encompasses what it means to be Māori is what Te Wānanga Aotearoa is. And I have left Te Wānanga Aotearoa to gain experience in other spaces, and there's no place quite like Te Wānanga Aotearoa. And I mean, like, everything that our kaiwhakahaere do, they do with our uara in mind at the forefront all the time. So, but yeah, just to kind of circle back on your kōrero, I think it's more than just a workplace for a lot of people. This is the waka to finding their hawaiki hauitanga. And that's a beautiful thing.
I want to talk a little bit about rūmaki, because I feel like this is something that comes to mind the most, or when I talk to people about their experiences with Te Wānanga Aotearoa, a lot of people talk about their experiences with rūmaki or full immersion courses. I love that rūmaki means to drown, which is how a lot of people describe that experience. Talk to us a little bit about these full immersion spaces and this learning, and when it might be the right time for someone to take the plunge.
I think it's very individual. Like, I think, I mean, there's no better time than now, and just jumping straight into it. I think it all comes down to how much somebody wants something, and I think we've all had aspects of our lives where we just throw ourselves into something and then we get results from it. I think we know what that feels like. And I think I think what's important is changing your what do you call it? Your you watch what is it when you watch YouTube? You jump on YouTube and then you whatever
Oh,
is
like
on your screen.
your autoplay, your
Yeah. So that's
algorithm,
what we want to be doing. Your algorithm. So you want to change your algorithm and everything, like all aspects of your life.
Totally.
And sometimes it's like you might be just putting on a podcast and you may not be actively listening to it, but your brain, our brains are amazing and it's always downloading information. And I think that's probably if you're wanting to get into that space, I think that's the way that you do it. You just
Tune
yeah, you
in.
just you're just tuning yourself to it. And I think yeah, it is very individual, but honestly, it's just about jumping in. And I understand for some, particularly those who are of Maori descent, it's a little bit more tricky for them to step into that space because for us as Maori, we're meant to already know our reo. You know what I mean? So it's more than just acquiring a language, it's identity. So I think it's important to mention that and actually highlight that it is very individual. For some, it is just acquiring a language, but for many others, it goes a little bit more deeper than that. So yeah, it's a little bit tricky. It's hard to answer that question, but I think it's good to just change your algorithm. So if what you're when you go onto your YouTube and you see fitness and science and things like that, that to me is very telling of what matters to you. What is
Totally.
what? Yeah. So I think when you start to change your algorithm, I think that's when you know you're ready to jump into it.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Just kind of introducing Te Ao Māori to all
everyday life.
aspects of your life, yeah, and everyday life. Cool. Atahua.
It takes a lot. It's like a lot of cognitive energy. You know, it's quite taxing to do something that you're not familiar with. Like, I mean, we're good at sitting, we're good at standing because we do it all the time. And I think just taking little steps, like just listening to a podcast every day, even if you don't understand it, just listening to a podcast every day, all into your Māori. Podcasts like Taringa, podcasts like Everyday Māori, Hemi Kelly, you know, just putting yourself in those spaces, even if it's just for half an hour a day, that takes you a long way.
Aye. Oh,
Excellent.
great advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been such a pleasure to learn a little bit more about Te Wānanga o Aotearoa with you, Paheretia. People can head to the website twoa.ac.nz to learn a little bit more about Ngā Akoranga, the programs available. But tēnā koe hoa, thank you so
Kia
much for
ora.
joining us for a kōrero this
Tēnā
morning.
Oh, I
Kia
have
ora wātou.
one quick question before you leave.
Hi.
We're looking for the Te Reo Māori word for remix. Do you
Yeah,
know
I heard you talking about that, having
it?
whining on that. I would say whakahoutanga.
Whakahoutanga. Oh,
Whakahoutanga, yeah.
cool. Oh, thank you
Thank you.
so
Kia ora tēnā.
much.
Well, that works great because
We're
the
going to
next
put one
song we
on.
have, Ko Tawhito Te Tēnei Waiata,
Kia ora.
Ko Mokotron Te Kai Waiata, ko, what is it,
Ai, te
Whakahou?
whakahoutanga.
Te Whakahoutanga, okay.
Kia ora.
Ko, wait, so would you say the person is the remix, or would you say ko te whakahoutanga o karu?
Koia, kei te tika tēnā. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Oh,
Hang
okay.
on.
Excellent. Oh, we
Kia rei
got
hoa mā. Tēnā kōrua. Kia kaha te reo Māori.
Oh,
Ai, ai. Kia
excellent.
pai tōrā, ka kite.
Ai,
Ka
tēnā
kite.
kōrua.